Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 5th, 2015. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and all of your ideas a success. A big happy new year to all of you listening to the show, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited and I feel so blessed to be here in this year, 2015, and given the opportunity to tap into my full potential and be all that I can be. Now, what about you? Are you ready to have a kick butt year, full of accomplishing your goals, your dreams, and making things happen for yourself? Because if you indeed are, then guess what? You are listening to the right show to give you the inspiration and motivation that you need to get up off of your behind and start making things happen for you. We've got great information on the show today. But first, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and I want to share with you our theme for this year. And I'm so excited about it because if you'll remember, last year in December, I began to share the theme and talk about how it's inspired me and other women that I've shared it with. And that theme was, I believe in the power of me. So all this month, not all this month, but all of this year, I should say, during 2015, I believe in the power of me is going to be our overall theme. And what is that theme about? Well, believing in yourself is by far the most important thing that you need to be doing in order to start generating success in your life. Because if you can't generate success in your life, then guess what? You're not going to be a very happy woman at all. And so it's so important for you to realize that you are the key. You are the one that gets to define who you are, what you want, what your success is going to be like. And the way that you start doing that is truly believing in your own power, in your own ability. And I'm here to tell you, ladies, that you indeed do have the power to not only create your success, but the power to change anything that you're not happy with in your life. So again, I definitely want you guys to start thinking about the fact that you have your own power, and it's just time. It's just truly time for you to, again, as I say, get up off of your behind and start doing some things to make life the way that you want it to be. So, again, our theme for the entire year is, you know, I believe in the power of me. And I want you to write that down because I'm going to be sharing with you throughout the year. I'm going to be sharing with you affirmations. I'm going to be sharing with you tips and resources that you will be able to use that will help you to start making things happen for yourself. And we're going to start that this month on Successful Woman Radio. And I just want to share with you the thing that we'll be hosting this month. It is creating my own success. So that is our sub thing for this month, creating my own success. And today, I'm going to be talking with you about getting clear on what your success is. You see, it's very difficult to pursue success and to want success if, number one, you have not defined it for yourself, because every woman needs to define what her success is. And, you know, one of the things that I want to encourage everyone listening to the show today is to stop trying to look so far ahead. Stop trying to look 10 and 20 years ahead, because sometimes I think that is indeed what's getting a lot of us overwhelmed with things, right? We look 10 and 20 years out, instead of looking right in front of you where you are. So it's going to be important for you to start living in the now. I'm not saying not to be proactive and prepare for certain things for your future, but what I am saying is that you can't have a future if you can't live in the now and start working on the now. Don't get yourself overwhelmed with things so far out that you are not accomplishing your dreams and your goals. And so what I want to encourage all of you to do for this year is to start looking at your short-term goals. And we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. So again, our theme for the full year 2015 is I Believe in the Power of Me. And then we're going to come back around and this month and talk about you getting clear on your success, creating your own success, and how important that is. So I want you to keep in mind that you are the key. You are the answer. So if you are, you know, looking for someone to give you that magic pill, if you're looking for someone to give you that magic answer, that aha moment, then I want you to look in the mirror because that person is you. Yes, there are going to be a lot of resources that you can use. Yes, there are going to be a lot of people that can give you and provide you with great resources and support. There are going to be a lot of great books that you can read to abstract wisdom from them. But at the end of the day, ladies, you are the answer. You are the key. And you know what's so interesting about that is that as women, we look for years and years, months and months, weeks and weeks for a specific answer, a specific key as to what is it going to take for us to generate a six-figure income? What is it going to take for us to be the success that we need to be? And as I said before, at the end of the day, you're going to learn that it is you. Now, my question to you is, how long is it going to take you to learn that you really are the master key? You hold the master key to opening the door to your success. For some people, you know, you're having your aha moment right now and you're saying, yes, Trina, you're absolutely right. I have realized that I am the answer to all of my success. But for some of you, you probably got a still question, a big question mark saying to yourself, I don't know about that. I think it's something that I'm missing and I believe that someone else is holding my key. Well, just keep listening to the show because hopefully you will have your aha moment and you will realize that, again, as I said before, there's a lot of resources out there for you to grab, but you must first believe and realize that you and you alone are the master key holder of the door to your success. And once you realize that, you can use that key, you can open that door, and then you can start exploring and going on your success journey and making things happen for yourself. I want to welcome everybody to Successful Woman Radio. And for those of you who are new to the show, this is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and I am so excited. I'm so excited that you have decided to join Successful Woman Radio and learn more about creating a successful life for you. Successful Woman Radio is a blend, a unique blend of a talk show, a teleseminar, and a radio show all blended together to create a powerful experience for you every single Monday at 12 noon Eastern. And so I want to right now encourage all of you to go ahead and mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time so that you can get your dose of inspiration, your dose of motivation. You know, we spend so much time often right, you know, where we're going to get some of those questions answered about success and life and business. Well, guess what, ladies? You are at the right place, okay? I want you to make sure, for those of you with a pen in hand, that you take this number and you share it with as many women as you possibly can throughout this year. The phone number dial in for the show is 347-637-2589. Again, the dial-in for the show is 347-637-2589. And so we've got wonderful shows planned for you this year. If you're interested in being on the Successful Woman Radio Show, then I want to encourage you to visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. That's spelled all the way out, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. And all you need to do is in the top menu bar, click on Be on the Show. Perhaps you have an expertise that you would like to share with our listening audience. Perhaps you've just written a book that is targeted for women. Perhaps your book is all about personal development, self-development. Well, we want to know about it. So, again, you can go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and click on the link Be on the Show. And if you have not signed up for our mailing list on Successful Woman Radio, we are asking all of you who are listening. Okay, hopefully you guys can hear me. We just had a technical glitch, and I do apologize for that. But I want to continue on with just encouraging all of you to mark your calendars for Successful Woman Radio and also to share the show. It's so easy to just click over to another line and share the radio show with someone that you know needs encouragement. They need information about being successful and how to start a business. So please remember, click over if you can. And for those of you that are listening live via your smartphone, your iPad, your notepad, your desktop, please make sure that you go to just one of your favorite social networks and just simply say, listen to Successful Woman Radio now. You can leave them with the dial-in information, which is 347-637-2589, or you can put the full link so they can listen from their smart devices online, which is blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. Again, to listen online from your smart device is blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. So again, I just want to thank everybody for being on the show. We've got some other things that we're going to be talking about today. In keeping with our theme for the year, I believe in the power of me. I also have four new questions that I feel that you should be asking yourself to keep yourself on track with believing in yourself more and with putting yourself to the test. Okay, so we'll be sharing those in just a little bit. And our book, that we've been reading all during the month of December, and we should be finishing it up by next Monday, Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell. We're going to be reading an excerpt from Chapter 9, Who Else Should I Take With Me? And again, I love this book. It's such an excellent book. And for those of you that have been listening to the show in December, you know that, you know, we've been really getting some golden nuggets from John C. Maxwell. Also, I want to share with you some of the things that are coming up at Women About Biz. So I'll be talking with you about that. So I'm very, very excited. And again, I'm so happy that all of you are here listening to the show this year, 2015. If you'll remember, last month, as we talked about, I believe in the power of me, I left you with four ways to start believing in yourself. I want to give you those four ways, and then I'm going to give you the four questions that I think you should be asking yourself every Sunday evening. I think you should be asking yourself these questions to really help yourself to condition yourself to start achieving the success that you need to. So I'm going to preface with, first of all, four ways to start believing in yourself. These are four ways that I know have helped myself, have helped other people. And so it starts with number one, loving yourself. And we talked about the fact that loving yourself is doing what's best for you and not always giving in to what you want. Here's number two. Evaluate your belief level. Now, you might say, you know, Trina, what belief level? There is either I believe in myself or I don't believe in myself. No, it's not that simple. There are different belief levels, okay? And the reason why I say that is that in order to believe in yourself or to even wake up in the mornings and to start walking, you have to have some kind of belief that you can do it. So there are different belief levels. So you have to evaluate your habits, and you have to list the top three things that you've been trying to accomplish, and then really ask yourself, have I taken action on these things? And if I have, okay? Has that action yielded positive results? Because, see, it's the end result that really helps us to measure our progress. Here's number three, get your dose of unshakable faith. We've talked about that. I'm not going to talk too much about it right now because I will be bringing it back up as we talk all this year about believing in the power of you. And then number four, practice your belief daily is the last thing in the four ways to start believing in yourself. You know, belief is one of those things where you have to practice whether or not you believe in yourself. To say it is just mere words, but to put those words into action, that's a whole different story, isn't it? So let's go ahead, ladies, and let me share with you the four questions, right, to ask yourself in order to start tapping into your own power, believing in your own self. Here's the first question, and many of you may have guessed it already. Am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? Again, am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? Listen, I know that I have continuously mentioned to all of you how important it is for you to write down your vision, to make it plain, to know what it is that you would like to experience for yourself. And I find that a lot of women find visioning kind of overwhelming. They feel that, you know, they may never reach that vision. Well, listen, I have a whole different spin on what visioning is, and I want to share it with you because a lot of people out there are getting very overwhelmed with vision. You've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of coaches and experts who are now, you know, talking about vision a lot. They're giving vision board parties, which is one of my favorite things to do, by the way. And they're doing a lot to help people gain more clarity. But at the same time, people are still getting a little bit confused on, you know, what should I be doing to pursue my vision? And how do I even begin writing the vision? Okay, so I just want to quickly define, give you a short definition of what a vision is. It is simply a system that allows you to experience, okay, what it is that you want to do in life in a short period of time. So it's a system. A vision is a system. And remember, we talked about the fact that we can't run away from systems because we are ran off of a system. Our whole body, our whole thought process, everything from the brain to the toe is a system, okay, and it runs off of each other. Well, the same thing is for your vision. Your vision, indeed, is actually a system that is developed and designed supernaturally, and it resides within your subconscious mind. That is where your vision stirs from, right? And so it's your responsibility to take that vision and take it out of yourself and get it out of that thought process so that you can start manifesting what it is that you want in life and get it onto paper. So being clear on your vision is the first thing that you need to do to start literally developing a whole new level of belief in the power of who you are and what you want to do. Now, I do want to say this. I think oftentimes people have a tendency to follow suit. And I can't blame anyone for following a pattern of something because really that's kind of how we all learn, okay? But I do want you to understand that don't overwhelm yourself with trying to look so far out into the 10-year, the 15-year, the 20-year mark that you're really not looking right now in the now with who you are right now. And so what I want to recommend to you, as you start the process of visioning, I want to recommend to you that you only look out towards, you know, a year, 2 years, or 3 years at the max. But I really want to recommend to you that you stay focused within this year and look at what it is that you truly want to experience. And I think if you do that, I think if you ask yourself, for example, what is it that I want to experience financially? What is it that I want to experience with my health? What is it that I would like to experience with my business, with my family? You know, what is it that I would like to experience on a vacation, leisure level? What are the things that I want to experience? I think that you will begin to gain some clarity and have some aha moments about who you are and what you want. And again, if you're not used to visioning, meaning if you're not used to manifesting things and taking your thought and putting it onto paper and doing things to make it happen, then don't overwhelm yourself with trying to go out 20 years. The other thing that I want you to understand about visioning is that whatever you envision, you always have to be included in that vision, okay? You can't set a vision and then not be able to experience it for yourself as well. So sometimes it sounds so wonderful and so nice to say things like, you know, I want to feed the children in Africa and I want to, you know, start a home for battered women and I want to do all of these things. And I think that is definitely a worthy cause. However, know that with visioning that you must be a part of it and you must be able to experience it. And when I say you must be able to experience it, you must also be able to benefit from your vision, okay? Because that's what a vision is all about. So you also have to ask yourself, how can I benefit? What is this going to do? How is this going to enrich my life? How is this going to help me to be that better person that I am aiming for? Very, very important. Here's number two in the questions to help you believe in the power of yourself. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? I think this is very important because habits really are very important to us, okay? And habits can do one of two things. They can contribute positively to our lives or they can take away from our lives depending upon the type of habit that it is. And habits all reside in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind really is a big hard drive that lies within our brain, and it is, you know, probably responsible for more than 90% of all of our bodily functions. And it's just such a powerful, powerful side of us that we need to really get in touch with and really need to know more. So habits are repetitive actions, okay? Repetitive systems that we embrace and adopt to the point where we no longer have to think about doing them. They become automated. And that is the danger part about habits, is that they become automated. The subconscious mind automates us to do certain things. For example, we're used to brushing our teeth. And so when we wake up in the morning, it is a habit now. It's automated without us really thinking about it to go into the bathroom, pick up the toothbrush, line the brush with toothpaste, and start brushing our teeth. It's a habit that we have. So as a result, we no longer have to think about brushing our teeth. We just automatically do that. And we could look, for example, at small children because, you know, by the time they are, you know, 1.5, 2 years old, we're getting them to brush their teeth and we're teaching them how to brush their teeth. And we do all kinds of things. We buy bubble gum, toothpaste. We buy fruit-flavored mouthwash. We do all kinds of things teaching our little ones how to properly brush our teeth, and we want them to have a pleasant experience with that habit because it's a bodily function that's very, very important, right? Okay, so over those years, over, let's say, 18-plus years, our children have been taught, and it's been ingrained in them habitually to brush their teeth. So by the time they're probably like about, I would say by the time they're about 5 or 6, then it's starting to become very automated within them. And if they've had a pleasant experience with brushing their teeth, then they're going to continue to do it. And then as they become adults, it's truly automated, okay? And so that's the whole power of life in and of itself, is this system of automation. That's what helps us to become. And so if you've not identified the habits that are interfering with your success, then you might be in the blind about why you are not accomplishing certain things in your life. Have you ever tried to do something and then it didn't turn out? Or have you ever tried to do something and you still are trying? Well, and you're saying to yourself, what is the problem? Why is it that I'm having such a hard time in getting these things done? Well, I can tell you with 100% surety that it's because there is an automated habit that lies within your subconscious mind that is holding you back from doing
what you need to be doing. And if you don't change it, if you don't work at writing over that habit that's causing a negative impact on you, it's going to continue to wreck havoc, H-A-V-O-C, it's going to continue to wreck havoc on you, and you're going to be forever trying to figure out why you can't get certain things done. So asking yourself that question, that number two question, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success, is very, very important. And you simply just sit down and you just say to yourself, you know, what am I doing right now that's preventing me from achieving success in my life with certain things? So, for example, from a health perspective, if you've been trying to lose weight, then you ask yourself, what are the habits that tend to hold me back from losing the weight that I would like to lose? If you're trying to generate revenue in your business, then you ask yourself, what are the habits that I have or have created in the company that are holding the company back from generating the right type of revenue? So you need to be asking yourself and listing those questions. And again, if you're having problems with answering those questions, then that's when you connect with me as your coach to start going over those things. Here's number three. In helping you to have more belief in yourself, you must ask yourself the questions, have I created goals and tasks, T-A-S-K-S, goals and tasks to support my vision? Now, ladies, this is really, really a big to-do, okay? It's a really big thing because goals, as I have explained in the past, goals are like the fire to your vision. It helps. And tasks, if goals are the fire, tasks are the sparks that ignite the whole fire, the flame, and the task keeps the flame going. So those two things work hand in hand. Goals support your vision and tasks support your goals, okay? And then, of course, you have to take action to those tasks, so that's very important. Here's number four, okay? Have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Oh, that's a big one, huh? Have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? As I've said before, oftentimes, we set goals that are so far-fetched. We set visions that we want to see happening in the next 10 or 20 years. And as a result of that, guess what happens? As a result, we're not getting them done because we're overwhelmed. You're saying to yourself, how am I going to accomplish something that's supposedly something that I want to see 20 years from now or 10 years from now? No. I think the shortest route to really seeing some success with accomplishing your goals is to set short-term goals. Now, short-term goals can be anywhere between one day to up to a year, okay? So setting those short-term goals, it's very important that you do that. And that will start generating the power within you. Now, why is that? Because when you do something and you accomplish it, it becomes a confirmation. It affirms to you that you indeed have the power to make changes in your life. And so when you set short-term goals, they start generating the power within you. And when that happens, guess what happens? Then you believe more. It increases your belief level in yourself and in what you want out of life. So I want to challenge all of you who are listening to the show. I want to challenge you with, again, on every Sunday evening, setting aside some time, some personal development time, where you not only look at your calendar and the things that you need to be getting done for the week, but I want you to be literally, I want you to be asking yourself, you know, what goal is it that I want to accomplish by Friday? And I want you to start off with having just one goal, okay? Maybe there are other things that you need to get done, but if you're not getting anything done anyway, just start off with that one goal, ladies. One goal, one business goal, okay, that you want to accomplish, one life goal that you would like to accomplish that can be short-term, meaning that you can get it done within that week. Once you know what that goal is, then I want you to identify to-do items or tasks to support the goal. okay? And here's what you need to understand. In doing anything, there's always going to be some challenges. So you need to ask yourself right clearly up front, are there going to be any challenges to me accomplishing this goal? Because, see, here's the thing. It has been the inability of people to identify challenges to their goals that caused them not to accomplish the goal. And perhaps many of you have just had an aha moment, because if you say, for example, that I want to do a website this week, then come on, ladies, you know that that's going to take you longer than a week to do, right? So I want you to come up with a goal that you really feel that you can work on and accomplish this week, which is going to be so very, very important, okay? So do that and start seeing that when you set short-term goals to generate your power, that it's going to confirm within you that you have the power and you're going to want to start setting goals all the time. And I'm saying this over and over because I need you guys to really get and understand that goal setting is the foundation to manifest anything that you want in life. It truly is. It's 12:31 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to thank all of you for being on the show today. We're going to talk about today, you know, what you need to be doing literally to get clear on your goals. Again, what you need to be doing to get clear on your goals, you know, and how do you do it? You know, what do you need to do to make sure that you understand your success and define your success? Well, we're going to be talking about that in just a little while. Right now, what I want to do is go on over to womenaboutbiz.com, and I want to share with you what's going on. What are some of the things that you need to know about? Well, first of all, we are restructuring our membership offerings at Women About Biz. And so tomorrow, which is Tuesday, January 6th, we have an orientation scheduled for 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and I would love for all of you to be on that orientation, because we're going to be talking about our new membership offerings and what we're doing to help you to be successful for this year. So if you can, please go over to womenaboutbiz.com. All you do is hold your mouse over events and click on teleclasses and programs, and you can read a little bit more about our new member orientation. And I know that all of you who have already signed up are really going to be surprised and excited about all of the new things that are going on at Women About Biz for 2015. Have had a lot of you to ask me about our talk show academy for women who are interested in doing their very own blog talk radio show. We are feverishly preparing for our talk show academy, and our goal is to debut that academy coming up on the week of January 12th. So you'll be getting information about that. Stay tuned. So if you've thought about having your own radio show, and if your target is women, then you are going to be at the right place with our Talk Show Academy. Very, very excited about that. As you know, Successful Woman Radio has been indeed successful itself. This is our 10th year coming up this January 30th. This is our 10th year. We're so excited. We've had hundreds of thousands of downloads of our show. Many people have discovered us through the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we've received thousands of emails over the years of people just letting us know how much they appreciate the information that we disseminate on the show and how they really feel supported. And so we want to, again, continue on to grow, and so we will be hosting the Successful Woman Network, which is going to be a compilation of different radio shows, all targeted at women, focused on helping women to be successful in some way. So that's what our Talk Show Academy is all about, is helping women who want to have their own radio show, helping them to create their very own show and bless the lives of other people as we do. So that is definitely coming up. I also want to encourage you, if you're new to Successful Woman Radio, again, I want to let you know that Successful Woman Radio was created by womenaboutbiz.com, and it was developed to really just have an outlet, a voice to help women literally to be more successful. And I believe that we are reaching our goals and we're continuously striving to do it in new and exciting ways. So definitely make sure you check out our main website, womenaboutbiz.com, and learn all about how we can help you to start or grow your very own business. Also want to remind you about our Her Dream Startup program. Her Dream Startup is a nonprofit program that we have at Women About Biz. The whole goal is to help women who are either in their startup stage, either they are still in the idea stage or just started a business 12 months or less. This program is going to help you to learn what type of leader you need to be in order to get better results with your startup, and also teach you about doing your working business plan, learning how to properly prepare your cash flow, and all of those things that you need to know. So we're getting ready to rev up the Her Dream Startup program. So if you would like to apply, you can simply go to HerDreamStartup.com. Again, HerDreamStartup.com, and that will take you to the right section of the Women About Biz website where you can apply to be a part of that program. So far, we've graduated more than 100 women from the program. They all love it, and I know that you will too. So that's what we have for you right now. We've got a lot of wonderful things coming up for this year at Women About Biz. Make sure if you have not updated your profile with your picture, make sure that you update it. If you haven't joined Women About Biz, at the very least, as a bronze member, there is no better time to do it than, guess what, now. So, again, we're excited about all of the wonderful things going on the Women About Biz website, and we look so forward, again, to giving you tools and resources that are going to help you to bring your business up to that six-figure level and more. It is 12:37 after the hour. I want to go ahead and read an excerpt from the book, Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell, and I'm so excited because this book is really going to help you to really know what it's all about in creating your very own success. Now, he's talked about a lot of in the book that I have shared. You know, we've talked about, you know, what you need to do to better create your success, what you need to do on your journey in developing a system for your success. So here we are now at Chapter 9, Who Else Should I Take With Me? And that's so very interesting, isn't it, that topic. He says, as he starts out, when our daughter Elizabeth was in her senior year of high school, Margaret and I decided to take her on a trip to Hawaii as a graduation present. We told her about our plan several months in advance because Elizabeth isn't crazy about surprises. She likes to have time to process decisions and prepare herself mentally for change. We also told her that she could invite one of her girlfriends to go along with her on the trip. So for 3 months, Elizabeth agonized over who she should take with her. You see, she was very popular in high school. She was a cheerleader and the homecoming queen. She had many friends to choose from. But the really hard part was that she didn't want to hurt the feelings of any of her friends. And she knew that no matter how she handled it or who she picked, a couple of her closest friends might feel hurt and left out. A couple of times, Margaret and I got impatient and wanted to make the decision for her. That just reflects our personalities, but we resisted the temptation. We understood that no one can pick someone else's traveling companion, and Elizabeth finally made her choice, picking the girl she thought would be most compatible with her. The result, both had a wonderful time. Maybe you haven't thought about it, but you're going to have to make similar decisions as you take the success journey. One of the questions you will need to ask yourself is, who should I take along with me on my journey? Certainly, if you have a family, you will take them with you, but who else should go along? You might be saying to yourself, why would I want to take anyone else? If I can make the journey myself and take my family with me, I don't need anyone else, do I? Although you may be able to take the journey without others, I can tell you that you will never be able to reach your maximum potential and go to the highest level if you take the journey alone. Living at
the highest level. He says, over time, I've learned this meaningful lesson. The people closest to me determine my level of success or failure. The better they are, the better I am. And if I want to go to the highest level, I can do it only with the help of other people. We have to take each other higher. I discovered this truth about 15 years ago as I approached my 40th birthday. At the time, I already felt very successful. I was leader of the largest church in my denomination. I had published 5 books. I was recognized as an authority on leadership, and I was teaching the subject in conferences and via tape lessons every month. I was fulfilling the purpose for which I was created, daily growing to my potential and sowing seeds that benefited others. But my desire was to make an even greater impact on others. I wanted to go to a whole new level. My problem was that I had hit a wall. I was running a large organization that required much of my time. I had a family. I was writing books, leadership lessons, and sermons continually. And on top of that, my travel schedule was packed. I couldn't squeeze another thing into my schedule with a shoehorn and a bucket of Acto grease. That's when I made the amazing discovery. He says, the only places where my influence and productivity were growing were where I had identified potential leaders and developed them. My intention in developing leaders had been to help them improve themselves, but what I found was that I was benefiting too. Spending time with them had been like investing money. They had grown, and at the same time, I had reaped incredible dividends. That's when I realized that if I was going to make it to the next level, I was going to have to extend myself through others. I would find leaders and pour my life into them, doing my best to bring them up to a whole new level. And as they improve, so would I. He says, the people around you do determine your success. That process, he says, has changed my life. I've gone farther on the success journey and to a higher level than I ever dreamed about. And the people around me deserve a huge amount of the credit for my success. And he begins to talk about some of those people. As you read the book, you will learn. He says, there are a number of energetic people who help me at Enjoy, and because of them, I am able to do more things, teach more seminars, write more books, and touch many more lives. There is almost no limit to what I can accomplish because of the wonderful people I have around me. So as he shares with finding the right people, he says, having exceptional people on the journey with you doesn't happen by accident. It's true that the greater your dream, the greater the people who will be attracted to you. But that isn't enough. You need to know what to look for in order to find the best possible people. And you need to start by making sure they're compatible with you, just as my daughter did with her friend before going to Hawaii. Even before you begin looking at the qualities that make a person right for going on the journey with you, you need to ask yourself a few questions about her or him. The first one is, does this person want to go? That was a hard lesson for me to learn early on because I wanted to take everybody with me. I'm a fun-loving, sanguine kind of guy, and I want to be successful. I just assumed that everyone wanted what I did, to be successful and to strive to reach their potential. But that's not true. Many people have no desire to grow whatsoever. Their goal is to just find a comfortable place so they can get on a cruise control for the rest of their lives. And a person may not want to go on the journey with you for other reasons. For example, she may not want to grow just as much as you do, but her interests don't coincide with yours. As a result, there is no compatibility. And so, as you guys can hear, the people that you want to go on your success journey with you, they have to be compatible with you. They have to be very compatible. He says the second question you need to ask is this person able to go? There has to be a match between the journey you want to take and the person's gifts and talents. For example, let's say your dream is to be a professional country singer and you want to make a good living that you can help inner city kids. The people you'll want to join you on the journey will probably have musical talent, business skills, or experience ministering to inner city kids. Anyone having no talents in these areas is much less likely to be compatible with you and your dream. The third question he says that you should ask is, can this person make the trip without me? You can look at some people and know that they have everything it takes to make the success journey on their own. They have their own roadmap and are not going to need your help. In fact, they are likely to be in a position to take others on the journey with them, just as you are going to do. In that case, make friends with them and try to keep in touch. Though you may not take the journey together, you might be able to help one another down the road, such as colleagues. Once you have settled on these issues, you're ready to look for people whom you will be able to help reach their potential and who will also help you reach yours. And that means finding potential leaders. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And so I will be reading you the second part of Chapter 9 on next Monday. But I think it's just so very, very important for you to understand this portion of his book. And I agree 100% is that you have to determine, ladies, if you're going to be successful this year in 2015, you have to make a decision as to who you're going to take on your journey with you. Okay? Don't forget, okay, you have to make that decision. Okay? And again, the three questions he says you should ask yourself in finding those right people is, does this person want to go? Right? The second question is this person able to go? Okay? And then the third question is, can this person make the trip without me? Okay? Now, of course, if the person can make the trip without you, then this may be someone who is either at your level or above, and they are able to create their own companions on their journey. So you have to ask yourself that question, because he's saying that if that person can take the trip alone, then they really don't need to go on that journey with you. It means that they perhaps can either be a resource for you, or you can develop a relationship. And possibly sometimes you can collaborate to take your companions on your journeys together. So you have to make those decisions, and it's very important that you realize that if you are going to be successful, that change is necessary. It is something that you must do this year. And I wholeheartedly believe for myself that if there are things that I did not accomplish last year, it means that I didn't change enough. It means that I didn't make the right kinds of changes in order to make those things happen. And so this year, I must look at what it is that I truly want to do, what I truly want to be, and then I must make the necessary change to start seeing positive results. And again, it all goes back to the four questions that I'm going to be asking you and getting you to ask yourself every single Sunday evening about, do you believe in the power of yourself? And what are those questions? You know, that number one, you know, are you clear on your vision, on what you want? And number two, have you set goals and tasks to start supporting that vision? And number three, you know, have you identified the habits that are holding you back so that you can get rid of them, so that you can eliminate them, right? So very, very important for you to really understand that. And then, of course, that number four was, have you set short-term goals to start generating the power within yourself? So these are questions that I'm going to be asking you every Monday, and hopefully by me repetitively asking them of you, it's going to set a new habit in your subconscious mind to ask them of yourself, so that you can start taking action on them, right? It's 12:49, and I want to go ahead and get right to our topic for today, okay? And I'm very, very excited about that. And our topic for today is, you know, are you clear on creating your success, getting clear on what you want, on what your success really is? And to do that, I want to let you know right now, I read a fantastic article at jackcanfield.com, awesome article. And I thought, well, you know, he's saying exactly what I want to say to my listening audience today. And so I want to ask you the question, okay, are you clear on what success is for you? Here's the thing, ladies. Every person gets to define what success is for themselves. That's true. Every single person gets to define what success is for themselves. If you're out there looking up and trying to, you know, mold yourself and operate by someone else's success, then you may have some results, some positive results, but what's going to happen is that you're still not feeling satisfied. It is only when you define what your own success is, okay, when you define what your own success is, that is when you are going to be more satisfied in life, okay? And everybody's definition of their own success is not going to be the same, and it shouldn't be, because each and every one of you listening to this show today, and for those of you who will probably be listening to the recording of this show, you each have your own success DNA, every single one of you. There is going to be something that everyone else is attracted to you for, and that something is your success DNA. There's something about you that makes you different to sell a product or to sell a service or to render a service to someone else, but you're not going to know what it is until you determine and define what success means to you. And it's really not all of that complex. I think sometimes we make things more complicated than they really need to be, but this is why I encourage you to really just stick with short-term goals for right now so that you can start feeling accomplishment. And when you feel that accomplishment, guess what? It starts confirming within you a whole new level of belief, and you're continuously doing it over and over. It's going to create that unshakable faith that you need, because you know that if you can accomplish those short-term goals, then you can accomplish those larger goals, right? You can start accomplishing bigger pieces to your vision, which is so very, very important. So with that said, I just want to quickly share some things I read in the article, Get Clear on What You Want in 2015 by Jack Canfield, because I'm a believer not to reinvent the wheel. And when I read this article, it was exactly what I wanted to share with you. He says it's easy to start the new year full of enthusiasm and optimism, but to maintain your momentum through the year, you need to set powerful and crystal clear goals. He says the first step to getting what you want out of life is to decide exactly on what you want to accomplish, what do you want to experience, what do you want to acquire, and who do you want to be. One of the primary reasons, he says, that most people don't get what they want is that they aren't clear about what it is that they want. And I would concur with that. Others will recognize what they'd like to have, but when they can't see how it's possible to get what they want, they dismiss their desires as foolish and unattainable. Like, for example, if you say to yourself, I really would like to experience what it's like to have a high six-figure income, but that's so far-fetched, I shouldn't even be thinking like that. That's what he's saying, is that sometimes people see things as so far away, they dismiss the desires as foolish, as unattainable. And I want you to understand, don't set yourself up. He says it even. Don't sabotage yourself in this way. You know, sometimes when we think that we are thinking positively, we're actually thinking negatively. So you have to be very, very careful. And sometimes when you feel that you're thinking realistically, you are thinking negatively. So you don't want to put limits on yourself. What you want to do is to set clear and concise goals. And so I always say to people, if you say to yourself right now, I want to have $1 million, I'm the last person to say that you can't get $1 million. However, a more realistic goal to help get you to set that longer goal or that larger goal is to say, I would like to earn $100,000. And then I want from there to set a goal to $250,000. And then from there, I want to hit my $500,000 mark. Okay, now I'm ready to hit a $750,000 mark. And now I'm ready now to really go for the gusto, $1 million. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a difference. It's a difference in saying, I want $1 million, but you haven't made six figures yet. And so that's what I believe is being realistic with a larger goal, is to break that goal down to a shorter term goal that is measurable, that you can see, that you can touch, that is going to stretch
you outside of your comfort zone, but it's, you can see that it's attainable, okay? Very, very important. He says, after decades of research into how the human brain works, scientists now know that for our brains to figure out how to get what we want, we must first decide what we want. Once we lock in our desires, our mind and the universe can step in to help make our dreams a reality, and I truly believe that. We start the process by getting clear on what we want. So what do we want? To create a balanced and successful life, Jack Canfield, by the way, who you know is the popular author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, he says to write down a minimum of 3 goals in each of the following 7 areas. So hopefully you guys have pen and notepad in hand. Those 7 areas, and I have for the longest time been using these same 7 areas to help people with creating their vision, is financial goals. What do you want to see financially? Career or business goals is number 2. Number 3, free time or family time, how do you want to deal with that? What are the goals you should set for that? Number 4, health, appearance goals. Yes, ladies, we do need to worry about our health. We do need to worry about our appearance. Number 5, relationship goals. Number 6, personal growth. And number 7, making a difference. So let me go back over those for those of you who are taking notes. I know that I'm moving a little fast. Number 1 was financial goals. Number 2 was career or business goals. Number 3, free time, family time. Number 4, health, appearance goals. Number 5, relationship goals. Number 6, personal growth. Number 7, making a difference. In other words, what are the goals I have to make a difference in my community and the life of other people? And what you need to do is write down a minimum of 3 goals in each of those 7 areas that you would like to accomplish, and then prioritize and determine which of those areas that you would like to start working on, okay? He says, if you have more goals than this, don't limit yourself. Write them down. On the other hand, if writing down 21 goals seems like a lot, remember that we can have a mix of long and short-term goals. For example, he says, in the financial area, you may have a short-term goal of paying off a $5,000 credit balance, as well as a long-term goal of amassing a net worth of $5 million. He says you want to keep both goals present in your mind, even though you'll be working right now more actively on the short-term goal first. And I believe that all of us have to get clear on what success is for us. And to do that, we do have to determine primarily in those 7 areas what it is that we want to see for ourselves. The next thing is I talked about the fact that you want to set realistic goals, but you also want to stretch yourself. There has to be power in that realistic goal. He says when setting your goals, it's important to include a few that will make you stretch yourself and grow to achieve them. These might be learning a new skill or trying something that is uncomfortable for you, okay? Also, you need to learn how to turn your dreams into goals and objectives. And again, this is saying the same thing that I have reiterated all together, is that goals and to-do items support your vision. And so when you set your goals, you can begin to manifest your dreams. And I want to just encourage you, this week is a pivotal week for you. And I don't want you to let another week go by. This week, ladies, you need to be really donating a lot of hours to your personal development and figuring it all out. You need to be asking yourself, what is success to me? What do I consider success? What's a measuring thing for me to look at my success? What do I want to accomplish, let's say, within this next 90 days? Start back up to the 90-day mark and say, what is it that I want to accomplish in 90 days? And does that fulfill the definition of my success? Would I be successful if I've accomplished those things? Okay? So you have to determine what success is for you. For myself, I have determined that success for me is any time I take positive and swift action on the things that I desire, on the goals, on helping other people. That's success to me. And I have learned that success doesn't necessarily represent anymore for me a dollar amount. But what it does do is that if I take action on all of my dreams and goals, if I don't procrastinate, if I push myself to do the things that I need to do, then guess what's going to happen? I'm going to see money. I'm going to see six figures. I'm going to see what it is that I want to have, right? So it's very important for you to define your own success and to know what it is. I want to just encourage you to take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and I want you to step far beyond your comfort zone in creating the life that you want for 2015. This is Trina Newby, your business success coach, saying to you, have an abundant and productive week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.